episode 1607, Anchored in Truth.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and you better have your healthy hat on because it is time to dive deep for a healthy lifestyle. Yes, it's a summer season, but there's no excuses. You are anchored in truth. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, change in season and in your schedules can result in neglecting your health and wellness. Let's be real. Summer's here, the kids are all over the place, and so are we. Instead of abandoning your health, be aware and remain anchored in truth. The truth where excuses are deserted and wholeness is brought into light with intentional decisions. And that's a mouthful. And a lot of us are going, but I just kind of want to do the do. Well, how's that working for you? I know for me, I did the do all the time and it wasn't the Mountain Dew, but it was just doing the do. And that means habits took over and my habits weren't really good. And that didn't get me very far. And it wasn't until some major things started changing in my life where I said, enough is enough. There are so many confusing factors involving health that it's easy to run and hide in your habits rather than living daily anchored in truth. But what you must understand is that you will only thrive as much as you care for yourself. I know you're flabbergasted right now, right? You're like, huh? Say that again? You are only going to thrive as much as you care for yourself. You can talk all the smack you want about your children needing you, your husband needing you, your church needing you, your community needing you, everybody needing you, the world needing you. The world won't go around unless if you are running it. But if you are not making you a priority, no one else will. That is the reality of where you are when it comes to health and wellness. You can continue to run yourself into the ground because no one's going to take care of you until you decide that you are going to take care of you. You live what you allow. With the summer here and children under your feet, as much as I love my kiddos, they're also a huge distraction, right? You have to be intentional about your needs when it comes to your health and wellness. You have to say, I am worth it. Listen to me carefully. You are worth every bit of effort that you do to take care of yourself. Now, I am not giving you permission to go spend lots of money and go get manicures and pedicures and your hair done all the time every single week. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying to go blow your budget frivolously. That is not what I'm saying. So don't go tell your husband, Christiane said I need to do this for me. No. We're talking health and wellness. We're talking about the foundational elements when it comes to living healthy. So I want us to dive deeper today and be anchored in truth. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Be anchored in truth. Think about an anchor. Right? That's something that holds you where you need to stay. Now, understand we're always moving, right? We're either moving forward or moving backwards. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back and listen to that. Episode 1606, Moving Forward While Going Backward. I share a great funny story on there. Okay, it wasn't so funny in the midst of it, but I'm telling you, I was moving forward, but I honestly, truly, in reality, I was going backwards. And I went backwards into a Goodwill parking lot. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back. It's an interesting episode. You may need to put your earphones on because I think I yelled a couple times. But it's only because that's exactly what happened. You see, this is reality here. You know I only speak the real raw. I tell you like it is. I'm not here to sit here and paint things all pretty, because that doesn't work. We're really great at putting on our own masks. Look at your Instagram feed. Look at your Facebook feed. Look at Snapchat. What are you really sharing? What have you shared already this summer? Are you trying to make it look like you've got it all put together? But if someone was to walk into your house and they actually lived with you for a day, what would they say? You see, here, you're living with me, number one, daily, and I'm telling you exactly how it is. It's crazy sometimes. There are days that I'm walking around going, how did I get through today? There are days that I'm sitting here going, what am I going to talk about? There are days that I'm like, I have an interview and I need to finish this book, but I have 10 other things that are really a higher priority than this book. Somehow I got to get it all done. This is real life. And if we're living real life, we have to be anchored in truth. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You may or may not know your whole purpose, but God does. Psalm 51 verse 6 says this, "Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom." Most of our life we are in search of what works, right? We want that magic pill, that magic potion. Like, gosh, if I could just have this, everything would be better. Have you won the Powerball? If you had, call me, because I can probably help spend your money. But most of us are never going to have that much, infinite amounts of money to spend. Yet we think that if we had it all of our problems would be answered. You know that not to be true. Yet we see it as truth, but it's not truth. We just think it is. So it's very important that we remain anchored in truth, because the problem is we are looking away from the one whom spoke truth and gave us life. We run and we hide. We allow the desires of our hearts to be manipulated and entangled in what the world deems fit. We focus on the loud voices screaming out what's best instead of listening to that still, small voice within. You know what it's like to take a shortcut on a morning and you just don't want to work out, right? So you hit that snooze button 3 or 4 times. You're like, oh, I'm just going to lay here. This 30 more minutes, this is just exactly what I need, because you don't feel like working out. Yet if you were still, quiet, and you listened, that small voice would tell you something different. Then the afternoon comes along and it's like that 2-3 o'clock hour and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. And you just head towards this crunchy, salty snack and you start eating it because you can. It's convenient, so you do it. But if you were still listening to that small voice within, what would you hear? We make decisions kind of on a whim, because everything else is so loud out there. It's yelling at us saying, come to me. This, if you take this, it's going to make you feel better. But ultimately, as soon as you eat it, I just did it yesterday. I put it in my mouth and about 20 chips later, I was like, are you serious? You know you don't need this. But guess what? It was 40 to 50 chips later before I stopped. Anchored in truth. What's that crunchy, salty snack really going to do for you? That still small voice within. What about staying up late? It's the weekend. Maybe it's not even the weekend. It's summertime. Whatever excuse you want to give, it's time. And I'm just going to stay up late. I'm going to watch this movie, even though I can enjoy it anytime. It's available to me anytime on my Netflix. Not a big deal. But for some reason, I have to watch it right now. And so what happens? I wake up in the morning. I'm grouchy and crabby. I'm short with my kids because I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning by my own choice. Seriously. that if I would have stopped long enough to be still and listen to that small voice within, what would happen? If you want to live, love, and impact the world in which you touch, you must be anchored in truth. So what does that look like? Number one, be relentless in caring about your well-being. You're all about caring about everybody else, but what happened to you? Look in the mirror. I let myself go for so long. I lived life in excuses. Oh, and by the way, they were awesome excuses. I was praising God. I was helping teach children about God. I was in the community volunteering. I was homeschooling my kids. I was nursing my babies. I was making all homemade baby food. I was taking care of my husband. Man, the laundry was done. I had it so together. But I didn't. I was losing my well-being. The mind. Look in the mirror. You have to be relentless in caring about your well-being. Those innermost thoughts. Or are you listening to all the loud screeches and screams outside? Number two, be intentional about your health decisions daily. This is your body, right? We're talking about daily, good, practical decisions that work within the season of your life. The goals of which you want when it comes to your health and well-being. You have to be intentional about it. You may be going to the pool and you're going to go swimming. That's awesome. And you're like, I'm taking the kids to the pool. Fabulous. Where are you? Are you just laying on the side reading your book? What about getting in the pool and swimming some laps when it's only adult time? Yeah. Move intentionally. Maybe you didn't get up early this morning because you did have fun the night before, but you can say, you know what? My workout that I'm going to bless my body with to make me feel good and to take care of the body, the only body that I have that God gave me, and I'm going to swim some laps. I'm going to play with my kids. I'm going to be interactive today, and I'm not just going to lay on the towel on the grass and try to get a suntan and eat up that vitamin D. I'm going to do some physical exercise. I can still lay out on the towel at times and get some vitamin D and rest and read. But I also can enjoy some intentional movement. Be intentional about your health daily. And finally, number three, be present in His presence. We've already talked about the mind-body. This is the spirit. We let so many other things grab our attention. When have you stopped long enough to let God grab your attention? I get it. It is so hard. And I am distracted all the time. I mean, come on. We've got Roland Garros here. We've got the French Open happening. I'm loving tennis. I've got a tennis channel that I could get 24/7 tennis right now. And it's good tennis. And did you know Federer and Nadal are playing? They're in the semifinals. Yes. How exciting. But that doesn't mean both of them can get to and play the final. So I can eat all of this up all the time. Talk about a huge distraction. Oh, wait. And the kids are home from summertime. They've got summer schoolwork that they're working on. And oh, wait, I'm trying to launch the academy. Oh, yes. And by the way, we've got the YouTube channel coming up soon. And also, I've got my daughter home from college. And by the way, we're planning a wedding that's going to happen in 4 months. And oh, I could go on and on and on. But where did you hear me at all stop and mention my presence with God? Where did I say I stopped long enough to open the Bible and get into His Word? At what point did I say I was on my knees? Now, for me, I have worked on that diligently. And so if I would have finished everything, I would tell you that when I'm working out, it's my time with God. When I'm in the shower, I'm praying on my knees. Sometimes I actually do physically get on my knees. I know you didn't want to hear that. That picture kind of scares you. I get it. But I'm being real with you. You have to take care of you and be anchored in truth, mind, body, and spirit. What does it look like for you today in your daily endeavors? Are you just running like a chicken with its head cut off? I've had conversations with my mom because she grew up taking care of chickens and literally seeing chickens run with their head cut off. I know that just sounds horrible. And if you're eating breakfast, I apologize in advance. I apologize. I know that's just not a picture you want to see. But in reality, that's what we're looking like. We are clinging to busyness and we're leaving our health and wellness in the dirt. How far is that going to get you in life? You're not ever going to reach your dreams and goals. You're not going to have fun with your grandchildren, and you'll be lucky if you are able to even see and enjoy your children as you get older, because you have forgotten the one person that you need to be taking care of on a daily basis, not just, oh my gosh, I'm not feeling so good type of inquirement. It goes beyond that. You can't wait to get sick to get well. You live what you allow. What are you allowing in your life? I really want you to think about how your excuses, how your schedule is running your life when it comes to your health and wellness. You can compare it to all other areas of your life. But the one area right now, today, that I want you to focus on is your health and wellness. So when you're out and about and you're going to run to the store, think about what you're picking up. Is this benefiting me, mind, body, spirit? Is this what I need right now? Now, obviously, if you're doing something for a child or your husband or another family member, that's a whole different ballgame. But when we're talking about you specifically, because you see, it has this ripple effect. When you take care of yourself, you can love more deeply. That means you have what? More to give. You're not so frazzled. Are you ready to live an unfrazzled life? Are you ready to untie those excuses that have held you and sabotaged your goals and your dreams when it comes to your health and wellness? Are you tired of looking in the mirror going, oh my gosh, I think I've aged 10 years in 2 days. Don't wait for test results from the doctor. Don't wait for an ER visit. Don't wait until a tragic accident occurs. Anchor yourself in truth today. If you want help with this, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I want to come alongside you and champion you. Yes, we have the AIM Academy coming up. And I promise you, you are going to be absolutely excited and thrilled about it. But I don't want you to wait another day. You matter too much. So click on that link and that will begin our conversation. When you think about your health and wellness, I know it can be overwhelming. There are so many different aspects to it, the mind, body, and the spirit. And a lot of times here on Wednesdays, we're dealing with what? The body specifically. But I wanted to give us an overview when it comes to your wholeness, because that's how God sees you. And we need to be seeing ourselves in His same light. Take time today. Look at your reflection. for one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.